USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The FAA says a small plane was headed to New York after taking off on Sunday from a northeastern Tennessee airport, but crashed into a Virginia forest with four people on board. When the Cessna's pilot was unresponsive, NORAD scrambled F-16 jets, causing a sonic boom in the area. Flares were also used to try to get the pilot's attention. The governor of Iowa is calling former President Trump's absence from a weekend political event a, quote, missed opportunity. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Republican Kim Reynolds was referring to Iowa Senator Joni Ernst's roast and ride. Reynolds said Republican voters are very engaged in the 2024 presidential race, and more than 1,000 people attended the event. Trump, though, said he doesn't need to attend multi-candidate events because of his commanding lead in the polls. The federal grand jury in the investigation of Trump's handling of classified documents is expected to meet this week. It is unknown if an indictment is being prepared. Nikki Haley has been in Iowa this weekend trying to gain a foothold with voters. The former South Carolina governor was asked about the abortion issue during a CNN town hall on Sunday night. She said she is an unapologetic pro-lifer.
I don't judge anyone for being pro-choice any more than I want them to judge me for being pro-life.
Haley said her decision has nothing to do with the Republican Party. Instagram is reinstating the personal account of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the 2024 Democratic presidential candidate and anti-vaccine activist's account was removed in 2021 for repeatedly posting misinformation about COVID, with Instagram saying his account shared, quote, debunked claims about the coronavirus or vaccines. According to Meta, Kennedy's personal account will be restored, but his organizations won't. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse easily won the weekend, notching more than $120 million. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Apple is expected to announce what analysts say could be its biggest product since the Apple Watch.
Apple's mixed reality headset will offer both virtual reality and augmented reality. It overlays virtual images onto live video of the real world. Now, the rollout is expected to highlight the annual Apple Developers Conference in suburban San Francisco. It comes as Meta has announced a new version of its popular VR headset. The Quest 3 will cost about $500. Apple's new headset will run about $3,000. I'm Laura Winters.
The NBA Finals are knotted at a game apiece. The Miami Heat put together a strong fourth quarter on the way to a 111-108 victory Sunday night at the Denver Nuggets. Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler each had 21 points in the come-from-behind victory. Chuck Todd is stepping down this fall as moderator of NBC's Meet the Press.
It's been an amazing, nearly decade-long run. I'm pretty, really proud of what this team and I have built over the last decade and, frankly, the last 15-plus years that I've been here at NBC.
Todd, who has been the moderator since 2014, will become NBC's chief political analyst. He said he wants to spend more time with family as well as work on more long-form projects. NBC's chief White House correspondent, Kristen Welker, will take over as moderator in September. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
The Directors Guild of America reached an agreement with studios on Sunday, but the Writers Guild remains at an impasse on strike for more than a month. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.